It's not even quite 11 o'clock.
Good morning. It is 10:59 a.m. We are here today, May 17, 2017, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Agana, Guam, for the second status hearing of OPA PA 17-004 JMI Edison versus the Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodalyn Gerardo and Tirza Bagana. Will appellant JMI please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record.
Good morning, Madam Public Auditor, Mr. Hearing Officer. I'm Joshua Walsh from Civilian Tang. We represent the appellant, JMI Edison. Also present today is Mr. John Elow, one of the principals of JMI.
You may sit up here.
Will purchasing agency, JMHA, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record.
Yes, good morning. My name is Thomas Fisher. I am an attorney representing the Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. There are no institutional representations with me this morning. There is no representative with me this morning.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
When we were last here, we set the status hearing to address whether or not the parties were going to be able to resolve the issues in this appeal. There's also a pending motion to dismiss, a pending issue regarding the procurement record, and then the appeal itself. Have the parties had any progress regarding resolution?
Yes, I think we have. We sent language over to JMI Edison, and they have responded with a edit of the language. We haven't come to a final conclusion on what that language may look like. As always, the devil is in the details. So we're still working on that. And I think JMI Edison, and we concur, is going to ask for a little more time to work it out.
It's as Mr. Fisher describes. They sent over language. We've got some edits to it. I'm sure they're going to probably want to review that and have some edits. It's about the 6% interest issue. I'm going to ask if the public auditor can allow us a continued date to do what we were going to do today just in the future so we can continue to work on that. I don't see a need to move forward on any of that briefing or any of the other issues if we are going to be able to resolve this, and I think we will.
Yeah.
It's just, as Mr. Fisher says, to get the details right on the language in that letter we're going to get. We understand it's also the summer. People are away.
So we could do July 7th or July 17th?
Yeah.
July 7th or July 17th?
I'd ask for the 17th as the date. I'm off island on the July 7th.
Is that all right with GMH?
That's fine with GMH.
Is that okay with you? 17th?
Let's make it the 18th instead at 11.
Okay, 11 o'clock. And if the parties do reach a resolution, they could submit a dismissal.
That's what I imagine. If we solved this before then, I envision that it would just be a dismissal of our appeal followed by JMI, and then whatever the settlement between us is, it'll just be between us.
Right.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
Nothing from the hospital.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This concludes the formal hearing of OPA PA 17-004 JMI Edison versus the Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. It is 11:04 a.m. Thank you.
We're just waiting for the briefing.